We now come to a new series in the sayings of the Beinazal, ones that relate directly, and Nosazal writes these direct relation to the Likutei Maran. This will give us an insight into the Taidos of the Likutei Maran. Futura is divided into chapters. Each chapter is not called a perek, as in most forum, it's called a Taida. This is the name given to these chapters in the Likutei Maran. Taida Aleph, Taida Beis, and so on. Likutei Maran is divided into two sections also. Likutei Maran itself. Likutei Maran Tanina means the second chelik, second division of that sefer, also divided into Taidas. Now here, Reb Nosazal brings items that are relevant to, pertinent to these Taidas. So one who has gone through these Taidas, you have additional information here. First one that Reb Nosazal writes about, Taida Yud, 10th chapter in Likutei Maran. There is something we discussed very recently. Before Purim, you recall we discussed that Taida Reb Nosazal speaks about the mitzvah of Rikudin and Amchoas Kaf, dancing and clapping hands. This accomplishes Amtokas Dinim, which means that if there are any harsh decrees coming down from heaven, the person wants to remove those decrees, to nullify them, to sweeten them. This must be done, of course, through tefillah, intense tefillah to Hashem, to remove this decree. Also, Amtoka comes through dancing and clapping hands. Nosazal brings, in reference to this statement, this was said, this Taida Yud was said by Rabbi Nazal just before Purim. At that time, there had been heard about harsh decrees coming from the government. The Russian government at that time was issuing decrees against the Jews, very reminiscent of today's times too. This is before Purim. Rabbi Nazal said, you need not worry because when Purim comes, the Jews are all going to dance. It's customary to dance and clap hands on Purim, and this will nullify the potential decree by the evil government. Benedon said then, after he said this Taida, this is the sequel to it, this is what I said. Those were his words. Benedon explains, this means, I said this, meaning, I mean it. Meaning, and the person reading this, Lorius would say, we heard about the term Amtokas Dinim, but there are Dinim above, there are Chasodim, kindness, Dinim, harshness, Gezeidos, decrees, and we know that the Amtokas Dinim comes through certain Sfidos, Alpi Kabbalah. Kabbalah, we know that the Chasodim overpower the Gevurais, Tiferes, Das, Chachmabina, all these names of the Sfidos which deal with always the merging of these two, which bring about them Amtokas Dinim. So it's a very high topic, a very high unit. And this, of course, it would seem, relates only to very great Tzaddikim who could rise up to the heavens and bring about this merging in the heavens of the various Sfidos. And then this would bring about them Amtokas Dinim, which would affect the decrees in heaven. Menadol said, all that is true. Of course, what was said refers to the secrets of Kabbalah. But this is what I said, meaning I said it for every single Jew. Don't think that you are too small to affect these dinim too. Dancing, clapping hands refers to the sefiras. The hands are chesed and gemura. A dancing the feet are netzach and hoy. These sefiras, true. A great tzaddik handles it in the way of Kabbalah. But every single simple Jew, the simplest of all Jews, by simply obeying this mitzvah properly, just simply dance and sing and clap hands, the simplest Jew too can affect the highest degree of the highest of heavens. Any degree of gezeidah or something which is issued from heaven due to the fault of the Jews below, their sins below, or because of a kitrug, the complaint of the sotah, the angels above, these two can be sweetened, subdued, nullified, removed by the simplest act. Ordinary Jew, by dancing and clapping hands, with the right kavana, with feeling, can also remove all these decrees. This is a stress thing that we should know that we are all included in this, and two, This is a lesson that this Teda Abenazon said these words by. But this means that every single Teda Abenazon said, every lesson that he gave, where he brings items that seem to be very high, very ethereal, very heavenly, they reach the highest of heavens, again, these are not meant, they are not geared only for great tzaddikim. They are meant for every single Jew. Each Jew should read the Teda, and it should refer to himself. No matter how difficult or how complex or how high the topic is, it could be brought down to a level of every single Jew reading it, learning it, and fulfilling it. Nosazal says, now go. Go learn of it in El Sefer. Look into the words, and you know who you will find there? You will find yourself. When it says a Jew should perform a certain mitzvah, a Jew can make a certain correction, this means you. Every single Jew can find himself in a Beis Hamikdash Sefer. As the Beis Hamikdash said, this is what I said to every Jew, from the greatest to the smallest. And no Jew can ever say that I am too big or too great or too learned or too holy for these items. Beis Hamikdash's words reach above the head of the greatest and reach the very bottom of the lowest. Everyone is included, just as the Torah itself is encompassed in the Rabbi Nezal's words. The entire Torah is found in every Torah of the Rabbi Nezal's teachings.